Coach, you know, kind of talking, kind of getting a little update on things with the Forging Our Future. I know you've had a couple of video updates. I guess just kind of update on where things are at this point.
Yeah, I've been trying to put some videos out as the building across the street from the school progresses, and obviously we've been super excited to get that work going. And you know, we're at the point now where the building's kind of the interior's been constructed as far as walls and. And, you know, they've hung all the sheetrock and finished that, and the painters are working now to get us to paint. So I think doors are hopefully going to be in next week, and the windows have come. So, you know, the building's going to be weather tight soon, and you know, just be kind of finishing the interior and furnishing in the room. So it's exciting to see that all come together. And you know, obviously we're trying to finish that project out and also, you know, making some headway on some other things too, so that, you know, the district's going to be in a position to potentially take on the football field lighting project and also the tennis court project. So we're hoping to get and have new football field lights before next football season, and then also to have four brand new tennis courts prior to next fall's girls tennis season. So those are really exciting things too, to update, that we haven't really talked about. Everything's kind of been focused on this building in the first phase, but we've been able to kind of maybe work on a way to get two of these other projects done that are definitely a major necessity with the lighting and the archaic nature of that. And then the condition of our tennis courts are obviously pretty severe. So hopefully we're going to be able to get that work going and have that ready for next fall.
Yeah, that's a, you know, like you said, I hadn't talked about that one so much, but I know the tennis court's a major, major issue, and the lighting definitely a good thing too.
Yeah, you know, the lighting can be, you know, it gets to a certain point where we have some concerns, you know, as far as the functionality and also the safety of everything. And, you know, obviously we don't want to have a dangerous environment, and that would be a huge undertaking to change out the lights and update those. And then, you know, the tennis courts are the point where, you know, Coach Bly's put in a ton of work to try to make them playable each summer, and you know it's something that he shouldn't have to do, and it's going to get to the point where, you know, they're not even playable. And so it's just exciting to think about, you know, in as little as maybe, you know, 6 or 7 months, we could potentially have four new courts there at the high school to play on. And, you know, obviously our goal is to have six courts in one spot, you know, and we feel like we have the footprint to potentially do that, you know, but I don't know. I think at this point we're financially going to be able to maybe redo the four with a plan to maybe a part B to come back and finish the other two courts, and unless, you know, something happens financially where we can do that, whether through, you know, folks stepping up and donating or, you know, like I said, that was our goal, to try to get six courts in there, and that way we could play all of our singles matches at one time. And, you know, that'd be a huge upgrade and from our current state. And, but like I said, the plan for now would be to, we think we're going to be able to get four done and go for that. So that's kind of the process we're pursuing. Obviously there's a little bit of timing and things that have to go into that with all the rules with those type of projects in schools. So working through that, and hopefully we'll have more updates soon on that. And like you said, the lighting's kind of a similar situation, and then trying to, like you said, press hard to finish the building across the street. We know that building across the street is going to be a total game changer. You know, you look at a lot of schools that have successful athletic programs, and that off-season strength and conditioning program for males and females is central to everyone that has success. And you know, just giving our students a place that's more up to date and a lot more functional, and I just think it's a huge advantage. You know, some of our programs are getting better, and I think that there's a point that you know, you kind of hit the wall a little bit, and I think some of these facilities and things could be the thing needed to kind of get over the next step. And just like I said, our kids have always done a good job of putting in the time and effort. So just giving them something that matches that effort and something that our young kids can be excited about in the future.
Yeah, that's huge. And like you said, a lot of kids have worked very hard with what you've got for facilities now. But like you said, you kind of hit a wall. You kind of have some limitations, certainly, at this point.
Yeah, I mean, time of the year, the weather, you know, can we, you know, because just space-wise, we just don't have the space to get to pack that many kids in there. You know, in the summertime, we can get outside and kind of split, kind of divide and conquer and how we run our summer programs. But, you know, throughout the seasons and throughout the year, it's a little bit difficult, I think, just having that bigger space and then also the ability to kind of update our equipment and kind of get things that we've never had before. And, you know, anything we can do to give our kids an edge, we feel like, is big, and you know, we don't want our programs to be held back by our facilities or conditions of our environment. And you know, I feel like we get a lot done with what we have and always have, and I'm proud of our coaches for that. But I also feel like, you know, a big thing for me, if we can give our kids something they can be proud of and something our community can be proud of, you know, and kind of press on into that space, I think that's just builds the culture, builds the environment, you know, and makes kids that even want to do it even more. And you know, I think that they'll return more positive results. Obviously, we talked about, you know, football being 9-2 and, you know, being a good season, but, you know, we're wanting to break on through farther and do more. And, you know, I know that there's other programs that feel the same way. And, you know, and whether it be guys or girls, we're just excited to think about all the possibilities and how much it's going to change athletics at our school.
And the big thing too, when you're talking about this kind of project and your fundraising and doing stuff like that, early on it's just got to be a vision. But now that things are starting to move and starting to get some progress on the building and things like that, you can kind of show people, hey, this is where we're at and this is where we're going, and that helps out quite a bit too when it comes to the fundraising.
Yeah, I hope so. I think, you know, it is tough sometimes when, you know, you put that vision out there and you kind of dream big and talk about the project, but then when you see stuff happening and, you know, just walking through the building, and that's why I tried to, like I said, put out the videos, because I feel like when you get in the building and you can just kind of picture the spaces and see what it looks like now and how far it's come. And you know, I think we did our last video. We did one yesterday, and we did one about a month before that, and how much the building changed in a month, you know, to see that block wall build and the weight room and the wrestling room being divided. And like I said, you know, the office space, the windows in, and the walls being painted and those types of things. It's getting exciting. And, you know, obviously we still got a ways to go as far as finishing the building out inside and then equipping it all. So, you know, obviously our stated goal is to open it this next summer for our summer phase. So hopefully we can get there and you know, get to the point where we can finish it up. You just never know. We're a little bit too far away to know for sure, but definitely stuff happening and something that people can get excited about and something we're proud of to see how people have stepped up so far. And then, you know, hopefully we can give some more updates in the near future and kind of let people know where we're at as far as what we need to push it across the finish line. And I think we'll know more in a couple months of where we're at and what it's going to take to get the job done.
And Coach, kind of as we transition into the winter sports season, I think for Vandal sports this winter, I think there's a lot to be excited about at the high school level.
Yeah, for sure. Our girls basketball team's already started. They're out to a 2-0 start, you know, beat Altamont, which is a perennial good small school program. And went to the state tournament last year and brought home a trophy. And then they got a win last night in Comas. So that's a good start for them and proud of the work that Coach Reinhart and his players are doing. And then I know boys basketball-wise, you know, I think we've had some good practices. And I know they're excited to get out the floor, you know, and actually play, and they'll do their red, white night and get a chance to kind of do their final tune-up before they head to Cumberland tournament. And, you know, got the number 3 seed, but hard to see that tournament this early in the year, not really knowing what everybody's got. But I think our guys can go over there and do a really good job and play in some games and get some wins and have a good showing. You know, I'm excited to see what they do. You know, I know we got a good group of kids that work hard, and you know, I get to coach a lot of them in football too. So I just think that, you know, having that success in the fall is going to do nothing but help them in the winter time. And obviously I'm personally excited about wrestling and where we're at. You know, we have nearly 50 kids out for wrestling, which is the biggest numbers I've ever experienced in my coaching career at Vandalia. The only time I think that we've ever had close to that many was maybe back in the 90s when I was in high school, and wrestling was kind of getting on the map, and there was a lot of excitement around it. So we have eight girls out right now and about 40 boys. So competition's been pretty stiff in the practice so far, and it's really exciting. You know, it was disappointing to lose football on Saturday, but when I walked into that practice room Monday and got to watch those guys go at it, it was a pleasure, you know, to watch high-level wrestling and really competitive room. And I think guys that care and it's going to be exciting to see how they develop and how they push each other throughout the season and as we start getting into competition. So, yeah, I think you're right. A lot to be excited about and look forward to this winter.
You talked about the fall in football, and you had I always like when the Vandals have a good mix of wrestlers and basketball players on the football field, because I think that's when we're at our best. It's a little bit different athleticism, and it brings a lot of different things to the table.
Yeah, I think we're in a cycle right now of, you know, we've got several guys that are multi-sport athletes, and I think that just makes you better in everything. You know, I mean, we've talked about it numerous times before, and you know, I think that getting off to, you know, having some success in the fall helps you for the winter. But you know, having that mixture of guys, and you know, one thing I was proud of is I was proud of our kids for showing up the other night for the girls' game. We had our first girls' game; it was at home, and we had a big student section, and they were loud and having a good time. And you know, I think that helped our girls a little bit too. You know, with some energy. And I know sometimes, you know, different sporting events, you know, sometimes maybe wrestling, maybe girls basketball aren't as heavily attended, but I feel like we're in a group of kids right now that are all friends with each other, and you know, we had a huge group of students that came to the football games, and then it kind of leads into winter too, and with the wrestlers and the basketball players going to, and other students too, going to watch our girls play, and then, you know, next time we have a home thing, you know, I think kind of a crazy night. We all have something the same night, which is kind of crazy. But, you know, we'll have to get out and support each other. And like I said, I think the kids like each other. And that relationship probably starts in things like the weight room program and playing football together and just in spending time with each other and naturally caring for each other and becoming friends.